the word of God dwelling you richly in wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another. Notice it. It teaches. Teaching is instructing. It's one thing to teach, but it's another thing to train. You teach. Many of you sit in classrooms and other places and you will talk. Hello? But it said teaching and then admonishing. Admonishing. Teaching and admonishing one another. In Psalm, famous Psalm, we all know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. See, we still supposed to speak that psalm to ourselves. There's another psalm, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. These psalms are for singing and speaking psalms. And then he said, psalms and hymns. Then he went on with spiritual songs. Singing spiritual songs is a song given by the Spirit of God. Singing with grace. What is grace? Singing with God's ability in your heart. Words are very, very powerful. And Jesus said, and by your words, you will be justified. By your words, you'll be condemned. Amen. And so, when one is born again, did you hear me? Your nature is changed. You are created a brand new creature. You are a new species. A new person, a new self. With the capacity and the ability, because not only do you have his life, and you do have God's life, but you have his nature. You have God's ability. You're who he is, his character. God is love. So you become a love person. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart. And you become like him. And that new creature, that new person, that's why you should go immediately to the Bible. So that creature can form a character. Fill yourself with God's thoughts, God's mind, God's way of doing things, God's way of seeing things. God's way of believing. Fill your heart. Form inside of you. And fill that new creature with God's mind, thoughts, and ability. All been given. You have the capacity to receive it and take it on and grow in it. Fill yourself to know, I am the righteousness of God. I am a new self. I am made in the likeness an image of God. I think like God. I talk like God. Why? Because I put God's words in my spirit. And because I put his words in my spirit and let those words come out of my spirit through my mind, through my lips. It doesn't even have to go through your mind. But you need to renew your mind so your mind won't fight what's coming out of your spirit. When those words come out of my spirit and my tongue can take that word and speak it, it creates the world I live in. And because I take God's word and speak them, I got to put them in my heart first, and speak them out of my mouth to every situation, every circumstance that comes up in life. I grow in knowledge. I grow in grace. I increase in revelation. I get understanding and I learn God's language. And because I speak God's word to those circumstances that's out to destroy me. For the thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I'm come that you may have life. So when I release words of life, what he's planned to do and what he said will not come to pass, but what God said will come to pass in my life. So that's why he said, let the words, the word of Christ dwell in you richly. What you mean? Fill yourself up with it so there will be no room for other words that'll speak against you. No other word that will speak condemnation to you. But words that will continually build you up. Words that will continually enlighten you. Notice the text again. By thy words thou shalt be what? Justified. By thy word, thou shalt be condemned. Joshua 1:8 got a revelation of this. And I want you to listen to it. I know you heard it many times, but listen to give you another helping of eggs. Amen. This book of the law, I'm going to change it. One word. Or a couple of them. So you can get it. The same thing. Jesus said, by thy words thou shalt be what? Justified. And by thy words thou shalt be condemned. But Joshua said, this book of the law. Let me say it like this. This word of God. That's what it is. This book of the law. This word of God shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt do what? Meditate. Mutter. Speak to yourself. In tongue. In song. In tongues. In prophecy. In speaking this word. In song. Read a scripture. Prophesy to yourself. Sing it to yourself. Speak it to yourself. This word is life. Hallelujah.